Welcome to Union City Radio, Wednesday, December 29th. 2021 saw high-profile strikes and contract battles that put unions in the public spotlight. 2022 could potentially be even more explosive, reports Dan DiMaggio in Labor Notes. Workers are already sensing their increased leverage in a tight labor market, says DiMaggio. They'll be feeling the squeeze of record inflation while their employers rake in profits. There's every reason to hold the line against concessions or to win back what they gave away before. A Bloomberg analysis in November found that nearly 200 large union contracts covering at least 1,000 workers would expire between then and the end of 2022. Together, these contracts cover 1.3 million workers, and there are hundreds of thousands more covered under the hundreds of smaller contracts that are also expiring. We've got a link to Dan's story in the podcast version of today's Union City Radio, available wherever you listen to podcasts. For complete details on today's labor calendar, go to dclabor.org and click on calendar. Today's labor quote is by Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis, who said, "Labor cannot on any terms surrender the right to strike." In today's labor history, on this date in 2006, more than 15,000 United Steelworkers members at 16 Goodyear tire and rubber plants ended an 86-day strike, ratifying a 3-year contract. Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. You can find out more at unionplus.org. This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.